Welcome to Loving Yourself Fit Podcast, where we talk about fitness, motivation, inspiration, self-love, loving those workouts, loving those healthy foods, loving yourself through the process, loving yourself fit. I'm Megan Hashem. Let's go. Welcome back to Loving Yourself Fit Podcast. And today I have a very good friend of mine here, Christine Lady Spartan Wilson.
Hello, Megan.
I've known you how long? I've known you for a very long time. I can't even imagine how long I've known you. And I still call you Lady Spartan. Is that wrong?
Why?
I like to call you Lady Spartan. Like, I don't even call you Christine.
I don't know why. That is my client. Like, my clients call me that, but my friends call me Christine. You're my friend.
I don't know. I can't get over it. I like it. I'm like, Lady Spartan.
Oh my God. I've known you since. When did we meet? How did we meet, first of all?
Okay, I remember a Starbucks. Okay. But I don't know how we got there. Were we online? Like, did we meet through
Facebook.
Some fitness?
Yes, it had to.
You know how, like, I feel like back in the day, fitness people just like met up.
We met
somehow.
Yes, yes.
I don't know. Like, I feel like I used to be in forums. I'm going way back now. I don't know. I've met some amazing fitness friends that way, though. And
what,
I think that's something.
The MySpace? We could have met back then.
I was there at one
point.
I'm aging myself.
Okay, no. We're not going to go.
I know. Let's not age ourselves anymore. No. So we met online. We go way back. I don't even know. We know each other forever. So many fun memories I can think of. I think of you. And it's like. So we've been through it all. And. I just want to go over kind of what you do to introduce you to the listeners.
Okay.
So basically, you are a professional human resources powerhouse, right? That's your career.
Right.
You've done corporate wellness. You've started a lot of initiatives there. So that's kind of like blending your fitness and business together. And aside from all that, all the fitness stuff you do, let's discuss that. Okay, so you do boxing. You are a certified personal trainer. You've done fitness competitions, physique and
I did a kettlebell competition. I didn't even put that in.
And powerlifting. I mean,
powerlifting. That's my latest.
Yeah.
And CrossFit. That's my latest stuff. Yes. Yes. So I'm always active, just like you. I have to stay active.
Yes.
Like, just like you. But I'm a little ADD where I need to try different things. Like, I'll get bored. Like, I don't even know how you keep doing burpees. Like, I get bored of stuff. So I try to find, you've been doing burpees since I met you. That was in 2007. I've never seen a woman do burpees for like 20 years.
Burpees, like, yeah. I'm still on them.
I was like, this girl is, something's wrong. She actually likes burpees?
I do actually like burpees. I'm so strange. You don't like burpees?
Yeah. It's very violent and it's very aggressive.
That's me.
Well, you're such a sweetheart. Such a sweetheart.
Yeah, you do stay busy with many things. And other than that, you do all these other crazy things. Like, I see you're learning to DJ. You play the violin.
Yes.
You love salsa dancing. I mean, your life is super motivating to me because you're so vibrant and so you're not scared to be a beginner. Which I share with you. I love that. It keeps things interesting. And so why don't you tell us what you get out of all that? Like, how can people embrace that? I think a lot of people are scared to embrace that, right?
No, and it's fear that holds us back from doing things because we don't want to be a beginner. Really and truly, you don't want to be a beginner. And as you age, you kind of feel like, I don't want to start something that I've never... But that's how you sharpen your skills in terms of even your brain and being alert and being active and being vibrant. You have to try new things. Like, and I've always been like that because I get bored very easily. So I'll just pick up and be like, I'm going to be a DJ today. Let me register for classes. Or
I love that.
Motorcycle today. I have classes at the end of this month for motorcycle lessons. Like, I just feel like we're here. Let's live. You know what I mean? Live. Yeah. So don't be afraid that you're starting something for the first time, because it takes courage to do that. But it's even more courage to be in a class with younger people and you're like the beginner and you're like, I don't care. This is what I want to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I try to tell my clients, don't be afraid, because people are kind of intimidated by exercise, the gym, different classes. But once you get there, you kind of realize everyone's kind of feeling the same way. You know what I mean? Like, we're all kind of like, oh, who's the instructor here? Who's gonna?
Yeah, like, still, I mean, we're like seasoned fitness people and we still kind of like, every now and then. I feel that way too, right? I walk in the new gym sometimes and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, you're like, wait a minute. Like, when you invited me to your belly dancing class, that was new.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, how do you do this? And let me let myself go. I trust Megan and instructed me, but I was actually scared because I was like, I've never isolated and did all this stuff.
I know, it's a whole different thing. And then all of a sudden you were. Belly dance star in the making.
Like, so when you invited me, I was like, absolutely, but I was scared. I was like,
yeah,
I'm gonna look like a damn ass fool, and I'm black on top of that, so I'm supposed to have rhythm. You know what I mean? Like,
and you did. But that's the thing. I think that's the thing. Feel the fear and do it anyways. Just go into it. Like, I might look crazy, but here I go.
I love you. Have no, not that you don't have any shame. I don't mean it like that.
It's a little bit of that.
You don't care. You post with your kids, you post with your dog, you post with your husband, and you are exactly me. Like, you're like, I don't care. I don't care if I get one like or 10 likes. And that's what makes you different. I love that about you.
And that's why I think we're still like besties here.
Yes.
Because I think we connect on that level, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Who taught you that? Who taught you that?
I think I get it from my mom. Super enthusiastic and supportive and trying new things. And I think I probably get it from there. So where do you think you get it from? How did you become this way?
I don't know. I've always been a kid that's so curious about things. And I think it's I get bored and I'm like, I don't want to be, the time that I'm stagnant, I get depressed. Like, I literally, if I've done something and I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm like, okay, what's the next thing? So it's just a part of me, and people think it's a skill. And I was like, I thought everyone was like this, but actually people are not, you know, like they're afraid to start new things, and everyone's kind of comfortable. But I moved from Toronto to the US, girl. I'm clearly fearful.
And that's the inspiration right there. I mean, you just move where you want to move. And I wanted to talk about that a little bit. You were in Toronto and then you moved, you were moving all over at one point.
Yes.
So, and now you've settled in Miami, right?
Yes. I'm in Florida. I spent 10 years. I know, right? I spent 10 years in Chicago, but I was raised in Toronto. And then I just kind of got, I was like, I don't know what else to do here. I've kind of reached a level in terms of my professional career. And I was like, I literally just packed up and I was okay. My family was okay with it. And I just left. I just said, I'm going to the States. And if it doesn't work out, Canada is always my home. And I'm still a Canadian citizen, so I could come back at any time. But it takes, like, you got to be of a different mindset to do stuff like that.
Definitely.
Or you're a little crazy.
But it's so inspiring, right? Like, I watch your journey and I'm like, wow, she is just going. She's living on the beach. I see you on the beach. I'm like, that is, it is beautiful. Like, it's like I'm in the snow here. And you're on the beach there. I'm like, that is the dream right there. And
you and the family need to come down and we do some workouts on the beach.
Yeah,
love it.
Definitely. Yes. Burpees on the beach.
Yeah. Oh, not burpees. In the sand. You know how hard that is, Megan?
I know. I've been in the snow.
Girl, I saw that. I was like, this little girl's crazy, but I love her.
That was a little crazy. That was hard. That's harder than sand.
Oh my God. Did you not feel like cold? And what made you keep going?
You know what? I didn't feel cold, but it was hard to do a burpee in the snow for sure.
You need to look
like it just like it pulls you in. Yeah. Pulls you in. So yes, so you're living in Florida, and how we're going to talk pandemic fitness here. Well, sorry, we were like catching up here. Now, pandemic fitness, this is our topic for the day. And how is your situation there in, first of all, over there? I think it's a little better. You're not as...
It's a little better.
A little better.
But when the pandemic hit 2 years ago, Megan, I was in Chicago. The reason I moved to Florida was because they closed all the gyms.
Yeah.
And I realized, just like you, like, I cannot exercise in the cold. I can't be outside. Uh-huh. So I moved based on that because I saw people in Florida walking and running, and they don't need a gym.
Yeah.
I was like, what am I doing in Chicago?
Mm-hmm. You can't do
it. So it really affected me. Yeah, you can't. Yeah. It's really hard. You can, but it's not comfortable.
Well, yeah, you're not looking forward to a jog in the snow, really. You're like, oh, no. Boy, I used to do it. I know. now I just burp you in the snow. How has it been through the pandemic for you? Did you go through different phases? I know I went through different phases. I was like super fit and working out at home. And then I was like, and then I was like, yay. Have you had those phases?
Right.
How has it affected you in particular?
Well, in the beginning, we didn't take it. A lot of us did not take it seriously. We're like, oh, okay, the gym's going to reopen. It's not a big deal. When we realized that this was like really a problem, I ordered a bike. So as soon as they closed the gym, I was like in such a mode. So I got depressed because I was like, you know, when you're in a rhythm and I'm weightlifting, I'm powerlifting, and all of a sudden coach is like, you can't come back to the gym.
Yeah.
Like, the city's like, we can't. So I ordered a bike online. I kept going, but it wasn't the same.
Yeah.
It wasn't the same going and seeing people. And I did get depressed. I probably gained like, I don't have it on me anymore, but I gained probably like 40 pounds.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Which I think was common, right? I think that happened to a lot of us, right?
You're at home, you're not moving as much, you're seeing food and you're eating food.
Yeah.
And then you're struggling with this uncertainty, like your body literally is in starvation mode. Not starvation mode, but survival mode. So
right,
anything
yeah.
you eat.
And you're looking for comfort. I think you're looking for comfort. You're just like, what's going to make me feel good through this craziness, you know?
Carbs.
Lucky Charms.
Right. Feel. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can't keep those in the house, man. Ooh.
You can't. Cereal is addictive. It's very addictive.
It really is. Like, yeah, so
it has a sweet component and crunchy component, and oh my God.
Oh, don't talk about it. Don't talk about it right now. So how did you pull yourself out? Because I know I kind of was like hardcore at the start. I was like, I'm going to work out at home. I'm going to emerge a butterfly from this pandemic. But then it kept going and going.
And going.
And then I was like, I'm going to just sit down and watch some Netflix and chill.
Oh my God. It was a roller coaster. It really was. So I went through that as well. And I went hard in the beginning. Then I moved. And I was like, once I moved and I got to a hotter climate, then it was back on. But I had to constantly motivate myself, which I never had to do before.
Yeah.
And then there was periods when they would close or reopen, close. Oh, it's just, they've been playing with us. And I was like, I'm getting depressed.
I know.
I need consistency. Yeah.
I'm the same as you. I had started Taekwondo back up and I was all excited and then it closed. And I'm like, oh, I was feeling so like, yay for a moment there. And then it closed. I'm like, okay, back to my home gym. And
how did you deal with it? Because I know for Toronto, the restrictions were much more like rigorous. Like, how did you guys deal with it?
I don't know. I just stayed home. I was on my Peloton. I was, you know, I was teaching online classes. That helped. I mean, so I was kind of like, when you're motivating others, you're like, okay, I'm motivating myself as well, because I feel it goes both ways when I teach, for sure. So that kind of kept me true. I was running a bunch of body transformations. So, you know, I'm not going to be saying to some people, hey, do this, and then going and doing something opposite. It tends to make me kind of like, okay, I'm in it with them. So that's how I dealt with it. But I did go through those phases where it's like, you got to pull yourself out. Like, okay, how am I going to self-motivate without someone saying, hey?
Right.
And did you do any online classes? What do you think of all that? Online training, online classes?
I couldn't get into it. I don't know why.
Like, I know, it's hard.
It was really weird. Like, my coach was like, we could do onlining powerlifting. I'm like, what? Yeah. How is that? Like, I need to be in person. I really need, and I'm...
It's hard.
It's hard. I'm an introvert, but for fitness, I want to see people working out. That's what gets me kind of like... So to do that...
Me too, and that's why I always love gyms.
Yeah. Like,
gyms are motivating.
They really...
Being at home, you can have all the stuff, but you're just like...
At home, and you also... Because we're working from home too. We need to break up. There, it's a mental thing. You need to break up gym, home, sleep. And we weren't doing that.
Definitely. So, that's a big thing. And how do you do that? Would you have tips for people? Because I need tips. Yes. Give me tips.
Absolutely. Break it up. Like,
because I'm that person. I'm working at home. And I'm like, I have a lot of work. And I'm like, I could just keep working.
No.
Because I'm that person. I will just keep working. And the gym's over there. I'm like, oh, I was supposed to work out.
I think a home gym is good for occasional workouts. I don't think you should have a gym at home. Like, because it when you don't have a gym, it forces you to figure out what you're going to do outside. And you can wake up, be in your house at the gym, be in your house for belly dancing, be in your house for work, and then go to sleep. It just, that's how people get
hard.
That's how you get depressed. So I make it a point to get up every morning and do cardio for an hour. So whether that's a walk, whether it's a bike at the gym, but I need to get out, like walking even to get my Starbucks. Like, that's
take a walk.
Coffee, let me go. So I literally deliberately, Meg, had to put things in place for me to get out of the house because it's so comfortable to stay here.
Yeah.
And just be like, let me ride a dinky bike from Amazon. So, and then like you said, I think getting people involved, accountability, you're running transformation. You have to be a part of that, right?
Yeah.
So that's my one tip, is to just be deliberate in the morning when you get up. First thing, that first hour, dedicate that to getting out of the house. Whether it's
sign
make, even if it's snowing, get outside for a walk. You would.
Oh boy.
I know. Go outside with your. Does your husband go to work early, or just go to work?
We both work from home pretty much all day.
Can you imagine that? Are you guys getting on each other's nerves yet? Like,
not really. We're in our own rooms. But yeah, I mean, having a midday workout with him is a great idea sometimes. Like, that can sometimes be like, okay, stop working. Having that accountability of like, we are doing
this. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
But but for people that are okay with working out at home, it's good. But find a reason to leave your home, because it could get very comfortable. Yeah. And then you become a little depressed because you're just seeing these walls. Like, so break it up. So that's what I do. I break it up. I try to find gyms that are safe. So I have my mask still. So when I go to the gym, when I'm walking through, I put my mask on. But once I'm at a machine, I take it off. And I'm still being responsible, but I'm not going to work out with a mask on. That's not even healthy, because you're breathing in your own shit.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you about that. What are your feelings on the working out with masks on? Because some classes even and stuff, me, I can't handle thinking about going to a class for an hour with a mask on, sweating. Like,
it's not healthy.
A crazy thing. Like, it's worse than that's a terrible thing.
You're taking in your own breath, and that's not safe at all. Doctors have agreed on that. So not just me. Mm-hmm. In Florida, because they have so much outdoor stuff, like, you could do outdoor classes, which is great. Like, on the beach.
Yeah, whatever. That's nice.
But I will not go to a class that requires a mask on. Mm-hmm. I've gone to a powerlifting gym, and we no one has worn a mask there, and we've not gotten COVID. And I'm not here to be an expert. I'm just saying that I've never gotten COVID since this started, and I've been working out the whole time. And I'm just fortunate. I just wipe everything down.
Yeah.
If I'm moving through, I got my mask on. Once I'm at the station, mask off, because I don't want to breathe in my own shit. I just ate like garlic. Yeah. Who wants to smell that?
Got coffee up in there.
Yeah. Oh, chicken breast. Oh my God. Isopure. Oh. Like, I can't.
It's all up there.
But you could still be responsible. And I think people use COVID as an excuse, but you should be working out to get your body stronger, even if it's just cardio.
Yeah. And we want to be better. If we're susceptible to all this sickness and stuff, we want to make sure we're the fittest we can be, and we can fight off all these things. I think that's one of the big things, closing gyms, all this stuff. And it's like, but those are the things that are like making
us you strong. So me moving to Florida was based on the governor and his logic behind it. And his logic was was conducive with what I thought, that we should not be closing gyms. And that's why I moved here. In Chicago, it was more aligned with Toronto. Close everything, let everyone stay in the house. That's not healthy mentally, or that's not healthy otherwise. Like, your body needs to be stuff to fight it. So
I agree.
Yeah. So I'm responsible. I got my mask, guys, so don't kill me. I got my little mask.
Yeah.
All the time. And but I don't let COVID interfere with me being healthy and me getting in the gym and my wellness. I just won't.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. And what about any silver linings to this crazy pandemic time? So it's been years of all this. How 2 years, something? I don't know. Do you find that there's anything that came out that you feel like, oh, well, that made me, I don't know, do something that I wouldn't have done if I hadn't been in this situation? Well, you moved.
I moved.
Number one.
And I wouldn't have never moved.
But anything, any, yeah.
I realize how much of an introvert I really am. Because when they gave out the orders, it didn't faze me. Okay, you can't talk to people. I don't talk
me too. Anyway. I'm the same. I'm like, I'm having a great time.
I don't talk to people anyway. I don't need people. But
I thought the same. I thought I was the only one. I was like, this hasn't really affected me.
This is daily routine. There's nothing that's different. But it really made me realize how much I do miss people. Because I am an introvert. And I'm like, you know what? I do miss going in the gym. Even though I might not engage, I like watching people.
Right.
I'm a people watcher. I'll watch you do I was like, that was a good squat. That was a good deadlift.
Yeah.
Being in my house, doing online stuff, not the same. So I realized I do like people. I just don't like everybody.
you like people, but I know. I get you. I totally understand.
Well, I like social environments, and I didn't know that before the pandemic, because we were forced, and it made me, like, when I did go out and see people at the gym, I was like, this is nice. Like, I can be around people for 5 minutes and not want to kill them. Okay, that's good.
You learned that about yourself. That's good. No, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
When I went back to a gym after them being closed for quite a while, I was like, oh my God, like I was going to cry.
Didn't you feel good?
Yeah. And then I was like, do I join? Because they're just going to close again.
Like, how does that work with memberships? Do they give you back like what you've missed? Like, what happened?
I think they freeze it while it's closed or something. Or
one is too temperamental.
That's what, I don't know. That's what one place I was at was doing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know, but we're kind of open again here now, so.
Woo-hoo, for now.
For a bit.
And I realized also that I am an emotional eater, which I never thought before. Because the pandemic, I am an emotional, I don't really, like, cereal is my thing, but I didn't realize that I was until the pandemic. I was like, I eat when I'm not feeling 100%. Or when I'm feeling 100%. So it's like, I had to scale back on my diet. Isopure, guys. Okay, I'm not sponsored, but this has 32 protein.
You like that?
You can go to
So that's like a protein drink?
It's a protein drink.
Oh, it looks nice because it's
see-through. Yeah, it's see-through. You can get this at GNC Vitamin Shop. I used to buy this when I was in Toronto, and I just was like, this is the quickest way to get my protein in. 32 grams.
Really? Yeah. And that's a great tip. Like, just if you need a quick protein boost, like instead of sitting down and eating like a whole proteiny meal, is a protein drink. I think protein drinks are great, except I hate how they taste. Is that tastes
this
delicious?
This is apple melon. It actually tastes decent, but it's not like
it actually looks.
It's and they have different flavors. But what I like about this is I'm able to get my protein in. I'm in back-to-back. The pandemic has created more work for me. So I'm in back-to-back meetings.
Yeah.
And that my struggle has been my nutrition, actually eating enough.
Yeah.
I was like not eating enough. And then I was packing on weight because I wasn't eating enough.
Yeah.
So I was like, I bought 2 cases of this and I have 2 of these a day. Then I have like another little protein, but I don't have time. I don't have time to do that. Who?
Yeah.
So nutrition is important, guys. Get your protein in.
Yes. Nutrition. Super. And how, like, so that's a great tip. People can just have a protein drink to kind of bridge the gap of like not eating for hours. Sometimes when you're online working,
right,
or whatever it is you're busy doing. Cause some people are busier, some people are less busy. I know moms are way busier, so they have the same issue. I mean, I was online school with my kids forever and just like sitting there dealing with all that. And so any other tips to kind of try and get fitness or nutrition in there like easily, like quickly, and just kind of like, let me sneak it in there.
I think like what you do, you prep your meals on Sunday. So I think if you can do that, great. If not, I found a great meal prep company that delivers my
every Sunday.
And all they deliver is ounces of chicken that I could do whatever with, but it's already cooked.
That
takes time away. I actually blend. I do like a nice chicken salad, like chicken, a little bit of broth, and some yogurt. And that is my protein plus these. So I have to make things that are easy to do. I can't. We did 10 years ago. I don't have the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So make things easier for yourself. Either invest in a prep company or cook all your meals on Sunday. And that way you're not starving yourself. Because believe it or not, under eating is worse. It's way worse. And you will gain so much weight and so much water.
Yeah. I think under eating all day also causes the binge at night sometimes. Like for me personally, I found... I want to write a whole book. It's so funny. I've been in the fitness world forever. I've been clean eating forever. All this, I know all this nutritional stuff, but it just has hit me like smack in the face recently that if you don't eat enough all day, you will be like, and it sounds so elementary and ridiculous, but it's just hit me that like, you know what? Like if you haven't eaten enough calories and good healthy foods through the day, you will eat those Lucky Charms. It will happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. You need all the sugar cravings. And I think sometimes like we know this, but it doesn't hit us. And it's hit me through the pandemic that like, yeah, you know what? Don't starve yourself. And I don't even mean to. It's like you're saying, you're doing things, you're busy, you're not that hungry, you don't eat. And then you're like, why am I binging every night? What the heck? And then I'm like,
wait, and it's at a certain time and your body's so used to that.
Yeah.
So your body go without food until Lucky Charms, it literally dials into that. You have to
break
that.
And like, we all know this, but we don't. Like, I do. I know.
What the hell we want to do?
Yeah. It's just all of a sudden I'm like, hey, okay, listen to yourself. Do what you tell others to do. Come on now. So yeah, eating through the day is super important.
That's the hard thing.
When you're not out at work, you don't have all those set time. You're at home. It's like this long period of time. It's not split up like you said, right? That's why you need to kind of like split it up with things.
You gotta split it up.
This is this time. This is that time, and I'm gonna eat in between them.
Right. Yeah. I got water. I got when to drink water on my app. Like, and I know I have to remind myself if I'm in back-to-back meetings. I'm dehydrated, and I don't know until I feel dizzy or I have a headache.
Yeah.
It's just like, so it's, you really got to set your day up. Like if you see what I have at my desk, I have my water, I got my little Gatorade Zero. I literally have to set myself up for success because that day can go. So get your day up, make sure you have water, protein, and set the times on your iPhone. You paid so much for it.
That's a good idea. Yeah, that's great. I'm going to do that.
Fitness is a mental game. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a mental game. So,
and I think the more you feel on point and doing the things you should be doing, the more you do the things you're supposed to be doing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're used to eating Lucky Charms at night, Meg, you're going to just continue to eat Lucky Charms at night. That's
your habit. You get in this habit. Yeah. Habits is a big thing. And through the pandemic, I think habits were a big thing, good and bad, right? I mean, Because you're just at home having your habits.
Real.
That was me. Okay, so is there anything else you want to add to like pandemic fitness? Is there anything you want to tell people, you know, tips, tricks, ideas, thoughts?
I think the best thing you can do for yourself is like have someone to talk to, because fitness is important, but being mentally stable and feeling good emotionally, that's important too, because that's going to allow you to do the things that are tough. And if you're not in a good place mentally, you need to get there. So whether that's talking to your friend, talking to your parents, finding professional help. I have like a life coach, and it's not a fitness coach, but she, when I'm feeling down and I'm like, I don't feel like going to the gym, she reminds me why I should go. And then we dig into why I don't want to go. And then it's usually something deeper. So
yeah,
fitness is holistic. It's not just about getting into the gym. It's mind, body, and spirit.
Definitely.
So meditation, affirmations, talking to people, going for walks, that's all a part of fitness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's coming out more and more, thank goodness. Because it used to just be like, eat right and exercise.
Right.
And now I think people are starting to have a bit more thought to like everything else. Because it all does start with your mind.
Really,
and of course, I like to say with loving yourself. So do you have any tips for people to love themselves through the process, love the process, all that good stuff? Because I feel people won't want to work on something they're not in love with. And so your body, your mind, everything, I feel like you have to be in love with it before you even start the process of weight loss or transformation or anything like that. So do you have any tips on that? How do you love yourself fit?
Loving yourself fit. I love your book, by the way. And it's amazing. So
thank you.
It really is impactful. I think just knowing that you're on a journey. So I love myself at every stage. I have been fatter than I am now. I've been leaner on stage. You've seen it. You've seen the transformation.
And yeah. We both have, right? Yeah.
I love every second of who I was in those moments, because I realize I can transform, and it's a journey. So once you realize it's a journey, just love yourself where you are. Like, love yourself where you are and know that you're getting better. But I think like when people get on social media and they start comparing themselves and looking at other fitness people, and let's be honest, we don't know how those fitness people got to their goals. And sometimes it's not the healthiest. You don't need to compare yourself to anyone. Look at your life and look at what you can do and be happy with where you are. A lot of people are not even here. A lot of people didn't even make it to 22. So just realizing that you're here for a reason and loving yourself through this journey. And realizing it's going to get better. And there's no need not to love the vehicle that that's sitting with you right now. This is your vehicle bringing you through life. You need to love it, regardless of what it looks like. That's just my
opinion. I love it.
And for me, too, we've always been like that. And I think people don't understand that we really, truly love ourselves through all those phases.
Like, yeah.
When we were lean.
Right.
Or we're not lean.
Yeah.
We still look good.
Yeah, I'm still doing it up. Like, you know, and that's the thing. I feel like the other thing is that we can still transform even if we love ourselves. I love myself, but I still can see, oh, I want to do this or I want to do that. I'm going to change this. All the different stages of ourselves and feeling good, feeling good about it all. And still, you can still transform. You can still improve. We can always improve. I mean, at whatever stage we're at, I mean.
That is a love yourself. And I think I've seen one comment and you addressed it beautifully. You were like, just because I want to transform doesn't mean I don't love who I am right now. It's just,
that's right.
I can get better.
Nothing it's wrong. Very important, because I feel often people are like, well, they use the like hating themselves as motivation to work out. And I feel like then you're not going to want to work out if it's about, you know, I'm so ugly and fat and I need to work out because of that. And I'm like, no, why wouldn't you honor your body by working out? Like, it's such a beautiful thing to do for your body, working out. And it's not always about the end goal. It's not always about the end goal doesn't always have to be, you know, a six pack or something.
Yeah.
The journey is super important. And enjoying the journey, enjoying it from beginner to advanced, from whatever, unhealthy to healthy, the different things. There's so many things you can enjoy. So I think that's beautiful. Thank you for putting it that way. That's great. So I guess We're coming towards the end of this podcast, Christine. Thank you so much for joining us. Why don't you let everyone know where they can find you online?
www.stallion-fitness.com. And you can put it in the box, or whatever you guys do.
Stallion Fitness. Yes, I love it. Thank you so much for joining us. And it's been fun. It's been amazing to catch
up. Let's keep in touch, Megan. I miss you.
We will. I miss you too. All right. So that's it for Loving Yourself Fit with Christine Lady Spartan Wilson.
Bye, guys.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of Loving Yourself Fit podcast. If you loved it, help us out and leave a like, a review. It goes a long way here on iTunes. Definitely tell your friends about it. And see you next week. Same time, same place. Loving Yourself Fit podcast.